Chapter 15. Use tools and protocols to shape how work is done. Words alone aren't enough. That's something I learned from watching people struggle to get themselves to do things that are in their best interests. After I shared these principles with the people at Bridgewater and refined them, nearly everyone saw the connection between the principles and our excellent results and wanted to operate in accordance with them. But there's a big difference between wanting to do something and actually being able to do it. Assuming people will do what they intellectually want to do is like assuming that people will lose weight simply because they understand why it's beneficial for them to do it. It won't happen until the proper habits are developed. In organizations, that happens with the help of tools and protocols. Take a minute to think about how this applies to your listening to this audiobook or listening to audiobooks in general. How often have you heard an audiobook describing some behavioral change you've wanted to make but then failed to? How much behavioral change do you think will result from this audiobook if you don't have the tools and protocols to help you? My guess is hardly any. Just as you can't learn many things by listening to an audiobook, how to ride a bike, speak a language, etc., it's nearly impossible to change a behavior without practicing it. That is why I plan to make the tools that I describe in the appendix publicly available.